Redman's log, September 19th, 2017. It's been 2 weeks since the tape recorder captured a conversation from outside the bounds of this dimension. I had Donald analyze the tape, and since any sort of foul play, mistakes, or tomfoolery can be firmly ruled out, the conclusion seems clear. The dimensional rift is starting to pull our reality apart, as it seems. There has been no progress in containing it either. Instead, it grows larger and stronger with each passing minute. Soon it will swallow us all up whole. I have not informed Hackenstein about this. He is so excited in making such good progress on the wizard level generation. How could I tell him it is all for naught? If these are our final hours, why not let him depart doing what he loved? What good would telling him do? I don't have the heart.
Well, maybe you should.
I started to hear voices. Or better, a voice. My voice. It's me, but it doesn't seem to come from my body or my own head. It's something else. Something different. What? I don't know.
Would you like to?
I've tried not to engage so far.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Because that won't make it real?
Perhaps.
Don't worry. None of this is real.
Shut up!
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. It's not entirely true, of course. Let's say it's an exaggeration of reality.
What does that even mean?
I think you know. You knew when you heard the recording. You knew what was happening when I talked about ending the fictional padding and retiring those characters. You could have been confused, you could have thought this a mere alternate reality that had no direct effect on yours, but I didn't write you that way.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do. You know this isn't real.
Stop it.
That you're not real.
Stop it.
That all of this is just a figment of my imagination.
I said stop it. I'm not a character in your stupid audio play. I'm not. I can't be.
You are. But that doesn't mean there's nothing real to you. You're a part of me. The things you've done, the things you've seen, I did them and I lived them. Not entirely like this, of course, but they're still based in truth. There may not be any portals, goblins, or dimensional rifts, but they're metaphors for things that really did go on.
Stop it. It's not true. I'm not written. I'm real. I feel real.
Oh, thanks for saying that. Though, of course, I've just written you saying that.
No.
Because, let's be honest, my acting is weak as hell, so there's no way that anyone would actually mirror that sentiment.
It's not true.
But it is. I am writing this conversation right now.
No.
I can make you say anything at all.
I am a fictional exaggeration of Krabman's personality mixed with a dickish CEO stereotype.
See?
Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. It's Tuesday, I have to write another episode, and I'm just trying to wing it last minute, as I do. I didn't have much time to prepare something bigger or more interesting since I've been busy with the play, my new flat, and a thousand other things. Didn't have anything ready when Hackenstein came by yesterday, so I'm trying to write something I can bang out real quick on my own. But of course, I've been kind of looking forward to doing something like this, and as always, these last-minute Hail Marys suddenly lead to more interesting results than I could ever have planned. Of course, I was always planning on having this conversation, or one like it. I do enjoy a bit of meta-ness, though I had no idea on how to approach it or how to make it fit, which is why I'm very happy that this just naturally developed this way when I sat down to write 20 minutes ago.
That's self-indulgent and didn't even answer my question.
Don't fall out of character now. But you're right. Let's go back to your question. Say it again, please.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I wanted to give you a proper send-off. I did enjoy writing this a lot, even though I may be the only one, since it very heavily relies on context and I'm just incredibly pleased with myself, how I managed to transform events in my life and our little company into this narrative. I honestly don't know how compelling it is or could be if you don't know us or me personally, but still, I don't mind. Most things I do to enjoy and entertain myself, and I found myself very much entertained.
Then why end this? Why can't you just let us live?
Honestly, it became too time-consuming. That's really it. I spent 1 or 2 days brainstorming, another 1 or 2 writing a script, plus recording and 2 days of editing, so I'm regularly losing a week, which just cuts too much into the time I should be spending making games, and all that for a little marketing gimmick no one even really listens to. It's not worth it, and the stress of coming up with new stuff on the regular, though fun and creatively rewarding, just takes too much out of me for too little return. Hackenstein is anxious for me to get back on a project I've been working on for a while, and I want to make progress on it too.
So what happens now?
This is going to end today. I was planning on doing two more episodes to wind this down, but honestly, I'm glad I found an end so soon. And a 10-episode season for a semi-fictional, experimental podcast is pretty good, I think. It all came together very neatly.
So we will just cease to exist?
Not entirely. You will live on in the first 10 episodes, and of course live on in the part of me you're based on. And I don't know, maybe someday I can write a special episode where you will return having hidden somewhere within our podcast and lived on. As I said, I enjoy some meta-ness, so it's never completely out of the question. But for now, we're going to transition to a more free-form podcasting format. Just regular old conversation about the current goings-on. So, anything else you want to know before we end this?
Just one thing. The work we did that Hackenstein is doing.
It's real. Like, for example, episode 7, the one where we discover the rift, the conversation about the gems and games was as close to a real conversation as we ever got in this podcast. This happened and my thoughts on it were real. And so is Hackenstein's work. He's making wonderful progress on the level generation. He showed me yesterday when he had a bug he needed a second pair of eyes on, which, according to his Twitter feed this morning, he managed to solve. So it's looking really good. So these kinds of things are never made up.
Can I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Did you just make me say that so you could talk about actual developments?
You're falling out of character again. But yes, I did. I even planned on it from the very start, which is why you awkwardly talked about Hackenstein's progress, because I think it's narratively satisfying to hint at something and then come back to it later on, though it could have been done more skillfully. Just as we started to have this conversation, I decided against editing the script. It just wouldn't feel right. But yes, I did want to talk about some real things in the sea of self-indulgence, and I'm quite excited for the progress Hackenstein's making, so.
Okay, so how does this end?
I don't know. I find myself wanting to go on and on. I know we have to stop this at some point, but even with just this little silly conversation with myself, I find it hard to say goodbye for good. It's just so much things I'd like to say, so many ideas I'd like to share or explain, but I guess it has to end at some point. It has to end now. This is over. Sven has vanished a long time ago. Hackenstein, the fictional one, has been gone for weeks as well. It's only you that's left. It's no one else. Just you and the soundbite of an angry cockroach you pretend to understand. And now you're gone too. Your last lines have been spoken. I won't write anymore. This is over. This has ended. And as you return to the void, know that I have had a blast doing this. And you will be missed. Perhaps we'll see each other again one day. And until then, farewell, my friend. And goodbye.